This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs 6, verse 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. The temptations to the sins of the flesh, to follow the sensual appetites, is ever present and strong. We are vulnerable to the lust of the flesh throughout much of our lives. No one is immune. I recall an incident that happened while I was a young Christian that frightened me so much that it kept me awake nights. I had come to know a man who was slated to go overseas as a missionary. I was impressed with his life and testimony, and was challenged by his missionary zeal. Our church bade him farewell with the enthusiasm of a people who knew they were launching a trained Christian worker into the fields that were white unto harvest and needed to be reaped for the Lord. A number of months passed, and the word came that he had returned to America. His fellow missionaries had discovered that he was living in sin with a woman of the nation to whom he had gone to spread the gospel. I have known a number of people who have been confined to an iron lung as a result of a polio attack. They have lived for years in the machine just wasting away. I had two cousins who were in this condition for over 4 years. I remember talking to a young man who was suffering the effects of his bout with polio. His arms and his legs were wasted away. He was skin and bones. He could not feed himself. He could not turn the page of a book. A friend of mine asked him what was the severest hardship he found day by day. His answer astounded me. He said, "The temptations of the lust of the flesh." Jesus taught, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Let me place this in a setting that will help you understand the dangers involved. What if we were invited to a zoo that was made of weak, rotted boards held together with small strands of string? Behind these rotted, flimsy wooden sticks prowl the wild beasts of the world, the grizzly bear, the lion, tiger, black panther, polar bear, and leopard. These huge and powerful animals were only confined by shaky, spindly bars. How would you feel about standing around in the middle of all that? I know that I would feel very insecure. Now, down inside of you is a zoo. It is populated by the powerful, wild, sensual drives of the human spirit. Without the Lord, they are held in check by frail and weak means. The lion of lust, the various beasts of greed, envy, pride, and anger threaten to burst forth at any time. Jesus said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Solomon warns of the lust of the eyes. Job said, "I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid?" The psalmist prayed, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." To permit our eyes to feed this lust is like pouring gasoline on a bonfire. The advice of Paul is, abstain from all appearance of evil. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.